Welcome to this week's edition of Mountain Outhouse. I'm your host, Jam Jam. This is the craziest shit to happen in running this week. This week's stories include, who found golden tickets in Texas? A wildfire close call on a beloved 100-mile run course, and the frozen blue jeans 50K. The record for the most number of runners to run 1 mile each in a continuous 12-hour relay took place in Hong Kong this past week. A total of 105 runners ran 1 mile each in the 12-hour time limit to break the Guinness record. Pretty nice, but considering Zach Bitter holds the 12-hour world record for one person of 101.66 miles, I'd say this one has some serious room for improvement. Did you hear? The sold-out Western States 100-mile endurance run is giving out 20, yes, 20 golden tickets to the top two guys and gals at 5 golden ticket races this spring. The deserving 20 will all have a shot at the 2018 Big Dance come June. And we've just heard reports of the first tickets being claimed in a small cowboy town in Hill Country. We now go live to our on-site reporter in Bandera, Texas, population 857. Jam Jam? Thanks, Jam Jam. I'm out here in the Wild West, where everything cuts, stings, bites, or, well, that's at least what the folks at Tejas Trails claim anyways. We've just witnessed a pretty special redemption, as Skechers elite Mario Mendoza has sought his revenge in the Texas hills, taking the win here at the USATF National Championship Bandera 100K in 8 hours, 7 minutes, after getting lost last year while leading. He looked super focused in his dominating win. He also looked like he might crush someone. Also securing a ticket was Under Armour runner Cody Reed of Flagstaff, about 17 minutes back. For the ladies, Camille Herron continues to crush, taking the easy win here this weekend and on her way again to the Comrades Western States double she so desperately seeks. After her slaughtering of the women's 100-mile world record late last year, we'd have to say she's likely more than capable. On the comeback train in second place was Michelle Yates, who from what we have heard may not take the coveted spot and instead relinquish her ticket, which would roll down to third place Anna Haley. That about wraps it up for now, Jam. We'll be back with coverage of the next ticket event over at California's Sean O'Brien 100K next month. Back to you in the studio.
I've got a golden ticket, I've got a golden ticket.
Thanks for that, Jam Jam. So here we are, January. The first of the golden tickets are decided as we roll forward on the seemingly never-ending Western States hype train. Of note for this year is the Coconino Cowboys, Cowboy Jamboree 2018, where they are attempting to get 5 of their team members into June's 100. So far, Jim Walmsley and Cody Reed are in, with Tim Frericks and Eric Sensman targeting the Black Canyon 100K in February, and Jared Hazen seeking entry at the April Lake Sonoma 50 mile. Stay tuned. Also making news at Bandera this time in the 50K was Dave Mackey's return to ultramarathons post-leg injury. Dave threw down a respectable 5:58 on the technical course, just crushing it. He'll next step up to the 100K distance at Black Canyon next month in his pursuit of a Western States qualifier. The quick actions of a few trail runners helped put a stop to a fire breakout in Acorn Canyon in the first mile or so of the Angeles Crest 100 course. Check out this dramatic video from runner Jesse Haynes of them literally throwing dirt, smothering the flames. Absolutely incredible footage. Also helping out were nearby residents Dominic and Katie Grossman. In more AC100 news, this one also aimed to put out some fires, although the online variety. Jacob Herman posted to Facebook, they will, in addition to the December lottery for the 2019 race, be instituting the first ever wait list for the event. This is a long time coming, and I'm sure runners around the country are leaving a big sigh of relief right now. Now all that's left to do is move the race back into the cooler September weather, get off the damn highway, and preserve crewing and pacing options for the storied race. But I'm just a cranky old ultra runner. Thanks, AC100, for the changes. Outhouse viewer Matthew Lelever decided to try the Blue Jeans 50K this past weekend and got absolutely crushed. And those were his words, not mine. His sweat-covered jeans froze solid in the 14-degree weather, which took him 5 hours 35 minutes. Huge shout-out, Matthew, for the attempt. The Blue Jeans 50K record still stands at 4 hours. In other frozen endurance news, Andy Weinberg, co-founder of Spartan Races, and now the spearhead behind the Endurance Society, contracted some nasty-looking frostbite on his toes after his annual Extremis winter trek in the Adirondacks of New York. With the icy blast of weather beating down the East Coast, Andy's toes look pretty damn rough. We wish you the best with that, Andy, and just as a side note, you probably won't find us on the start line next year. 2017 Ultra Runner of the Year ballots have been tallied by Ultra Running Magazine, and announcements have begun on social media. Be sure to follow them for all of the top 10, which will be announced over the next 10 days. First up, in 10th position, is Havilene 100 champ Patrick Reagan and third place finisher at the IAU 24-hour, Catlin Nagy. In this episode's Tweet of the Week, at Diddy says, "I'm a marathon runner, not a sprinter." Touche, Puff. To close out this week's show, we have to give a huge outhouse shout out to Trail and Ultra Running for their $50 per month pledge on Patreon of this show. Be sure to go check them out online as a huge source of news and banter in the trail space. They have a huge Facebook group, YouTube channel, and some great gear. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time. If you have crazy stories to share, or a question or suggestion for the show, leave a comment below. As always, have a week.